Good morning. Did you sleep well? Good. I hope I wasn't snoring, was I? Well, sometimes my sister teases me about it from time to time. Thanks for keeping me warm. Tonight was a little bit chilly. I guess winter still has its traces. Time is it? Oh, fuck. Oh, knew there was a problem when I saw the sun gleaming straight on my face. Sorry, I promised you I'd be leaving by dawn, but I guess we slept a little bit late. Talking about silly things and whatnot. I'm sorry you had to listen to that super fucking long rant, but I gotta be honest, I haven't been talking to anyone for like months, and I was really just waiting for a winter to finish. It was really depressing. So, thanks for having me and helping me sneak into your place. It's really hard with the lockdown and everything, you know? So, I said I don't want to allow myself to spend the first day of spring and not be with anyone, you know? Feel so lonely. And I'm not usually a social creature, but you really do feel it when it comes to winter. Yeah, I must have sounded so fucking whiny. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you for your patience. That's kind of why I'm like trying to wake myself up as much as possible. I don't want to like overstay, you know? I mean, you've been so nice and so patient and so understanding, and I must be so tiring to listen to just talking and whining and complaining about everything and yada yada yada. Yeah, well, you say that, but still, I really don't want to impose on you any longer than I already have. Oh, you really are kind, and I'm so glad that you're welcoming to me. Plus, your apartment's really fucking cool, I'm not gonna lie. What? I just love it when there's like plants everywhere, and I have no idea how you're able to maintain this during the winter. And it just feels so nice and warm, and you know, like someone actually lives here. If you went to my place, I trust me, only the bed has been moved, nothing else has been touched. The kitchen's a mess because I just go there to get food and then come back to the bedroom. Bed's small too, unlike this one. Man, I'm not gonna ask you any questions, but how the fuck do you afford this type of place? Yeah, man. This place isn't so bad, and I really need to get my shit together so I can get a place like this. Yes, in this fucking pandemic, or shall we say in this, I don't know, pandesal, panini, panima, I don't know. People have been trying to remove the name pandemic because I guess they've been so tired of using that word over and over again. The sun looks pretty here too. So nice and so warm. Finally. Feels much, much better than the past few weeks. Past few months have been depressing.
I guess if you insist, I could stay a little bit longer. No. No, I wasn't waiting for you to say that. Really? I must have been taking so much of your time now. I mean, I don't know what you usually do during times like this. No? There you go. By the way, I know that you're doing this to keep me warm too, but I think you have a little bit of a situation that you need to sort of figure out down there, if you know what I mean. I didn't want to make it awkward by pointing to that in the first minute that we wake up. Yes, I have been feeling it poking against my ass. It's okay. That's normal. I know that most dudes have to go through this every morning. Yeah. It's very cute, though. No, not your dick. Didn't mean your dick. I meant just you being flustered and everything. Oh, come on. As I said, it's normal. I've seen dudes be like that. It's no problem. Does feel nice though. No, I didn't say anything. No, I didn't say anything, I promise. I was just thinking of things. Do you really want to know? No, you don't. I'm just being silly in my head, that's all. You wouldn't want to know. Yeah, I mean it. Well, fine. You know what? Let's play rock, paper, scissors for it, okay? All right, if you beat me, then I get to say it. If I beat you, then I get to keep it forever. Got it? Okay, then. And rock, paper, scissors. I always lose these types of games. I don't know even why I bring these things up. Yes, go ahead. Gloat all you want. Okay. I just said, I was just thinking it might be nice to, get a little bit frisky again, I guess. I'm so no. All right, no. You don't get to tease me like that. I'm just saying it might be nice, okay? It must be nice to, do the do. I can't even say it with a straight face. I'm sorry. It's just been a while, okay? Oh God, why did I even say that? But yes, it has been a while, all right? Being in the middle of a pandemic is just hard. Okay, maybe as hard as your dick right now. Calm the fuck down. Oh God, you're so silly. You're so happy. Happy? No. Now are you happy that I'm thinking about dick, huh? Right. Sure. No. No, I'm thinking about something else. I may or may not be thinking about your dick right now. It's your fault. You're the one who woke up with a fucking hard on, man. It's not me. Yes, of course I would think about that. I'm not exactly pure. What do you think I am? Fine. I'm thinking about your dick, okay? I'm thinking about your dick and I'm thinking about sucking it right now. Happy? Yes, it's a little bit forward, but fuck it, you know? It's not like you're pushing me out of bed right now. It's not like you're telling me to leave right now, are you? You don't want me to leave, right? I thought so. Why would you want me to leave anyway, son? I know you're thinking about something else, too. You're thinking what I'm thinking. I won't mind. I don't mind. It's been a while. For me. I don't know if it's been a while for you, too. Who knows, maybe I'm not the first girl that you've invited into your home. Well, I'm very flattered then. So, why don't you go ahead and just pull your pants down and let's see where this goes. No strings attached, I promise. Except maybe you will have to let me stay in your apartment for a little bit longer, but I'm pretty sure the reasons are quite obvious. That's what I said. Well, let me... Oh, careful. Sorry. A little bit excited there, are you? Yeah. I mean, I would be too if I were you. I did say I'm not exactly pure, so... Alright, let's see what we have to work with here. Not bad, dude. Something to be definitely proud of. No, I'm not bullshitting you. Come on. If I had issues, I would be bolting out of the door right now and saying, I regret everything, okay? I'm not doing it to be polite. No, I'm not doing it to stay in your apartment for longer either. You know what's the truth. Fine. Let me prove to you how much I'm liking this cock right now, okay? Feel it now? Feel how much I really enjoy your cock? Tastes pretty good too, you know? As expected. Oh yeah. It's been so long. Your cock feels so nice. I hold it like this. How nice and hard it feels. The way it twitches. The way it pulses underneath my fingers. How does it feel? It's been months since a girl has her mouth around your cock. He must feel super sensitive right now. Don't worry. I'm trying to make this last as long as possible. Mm.
Why do you think I ask for extra hours in your apartment, huh? So I can properly savor and slobber all over this nice hard cock. I mean, it's my first time for a while too, so I might as well try and last as long as possible here. That's really not a bad cock to start with again. Fuck, your cock tastes so delicious. Do you like it? My tongue wraps around the head of this cock. I wrap my tongue up and down. Get as much of pre-cum as I can. I can't help it. I'm sorry. You just taste so fucking good. Fuck. I'm making such a mess all over your bed. I hope it's okay. It's just been so long. Fuck. Here, let me take care of these balls too. Hold my hand, strokes your big cock. Your balls. Feel quite heavy. I'm gonna go and empty every drop of your cum. Treat it as a thank you, I guess. For allowing me to stay at your apartment. Oh my. Does that make me your slut? I just saw your cock twitch. You like that, huh? You like it when I call myself a slut for you? I mean, I don't mind. That's sort of a thing I'm into, too. I don't mind being your slut for a day. That means I get to have more of your cock. You can push my head down if you want. I really don't mind. How does my throat feel? Nice and tight and wet around your cock. Do I suck you in nicely? Go ahead, do it again. That was really good. We can last longer if you'd like. Shall we have another go? Mommy, you can come deep inside me this time. Mm-hmm. Deep down my throat, I mean. Mm-hmm. You can come inside again me later if you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I might even enjoy it. So, I can come deep down my throat, okay? I'm ready if you are. Go ahead and empty your balls down my throat. Mm-hmm. I'll be a good little slut, I promise. I'm ready? Of course I am. Let me suck it clean. No. You're a little bit sensitive. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'll lap gently with my tongue then. Just make sure you're all fully clean. Because that's what good slots ought to do, right? You taste really, really good. It's definitely worth it. Are you feeling okay? I didn't go too hard on you, did I? Good. So, I'll give you a little bit to recover. Well, I can massage you a little bit and get you nice and hard too. Just wrap my hands around your cock like this. I know, it's a little bit sensitive and it might hurt a little bit, but it's okay. It's just going to go lightly at first. Make you nice and hard and ready again for me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that feel good? Mm-hmm. Of course I have to make you nice and hard again. I did say I want you to come deep inside me, right? We'll be fine. Trust me. I still have my pills anyways. I just really want to feel this nice cock deep inside me too. I wonder how it would be. I wonder how it would feel when it just stretches me out and fills my tight and wet little pussy so quickly. I guess we'll have to find out.